Oscar, Emmy, and Tony Award-winning actress Glenda Jackson has died. She was 87 years old. The British star also served as a member of Parliament for decades. Jackson died this morning at her home in London after a brief illness. Jeff London has this appreciation.
Glenda Jackson was one of the finest actresses of her generation. She blazed hot on the stage, first getting noticed in the 1960s with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Peter Brook's production of Marat Sade.
How can we stop this terrible calamity? In the streets, everyone is saying Marat's to be tribune and dictator.
Jackson won Academy Awards in the 1970s for the films Women in Love and A Touch of Class, and she entered people's households as Queen Elizabeth I in the BBC series Elizabeth R, for which she won two Emmys.
So do not talk to me of peace and God's good grace. Dying is a fearful process.
Quite a trajectory for a woman who grew up in a flat with an outdoor toilet. She acted with an amateur group and ended up at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art on scholarship, as Jackson told Colin Grimshaw in a 1976 interview.
And you learnt that you are your instrument, which is your voice and your shape and how you move. That can be tuned and toned and kept in trim, ready to actually tackle acting, which is a mysterious process.
But the star of films such as Sunday Bloody Sunday and Mary Queen of Scots said the profession had its insecurities.
Certainly the life of an actress in films is very short, and in the theatre there's a terrible trough when there are no parts worth playing. I mean, until you sort of hit about 60 and then there are a few sort of cracking character parts, and I can't see myself hanging around for 20 years waiting to play an old biddy.
Always a supporter of the Labour Party, Jackson ran for Parliament in 1992 and won. After 23 years, she quit, as she told NPR's Scott Simon in 2018.
I enjoyed the constituency responsibilities. I was extremely fortunate, but I must be honest, I don't miss Parliament itself. I mean, I saw egos going up and down those corridors that would not be tolerated for 30 seconds in a professional theatre.
And in a moment of political theatre, when Margaret Thatcher was eulogised in Parliament in 2013, Jackson took the moment to criticise her.
We were told that everything I had been taught to regard as a vice, and I still regard them as vices, under Thatcherism was in fact a virtue. Greed, selfishness, no care for the weaker.
Jackson left Parliament when she was 79, and instead of quiet retirement, she returned to the stage, winning a 2018 Tony Award in Edward Albee's Three Tall Women and playing King Lear in both London and New York.
Now we have divided in three our kingdom. And 'tis our first intent to shake all cares and busyness from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we, unburdened, crawl toward death.
For Glenda Jackson, life was more like a sprint. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.